This is Shaw in Oldham, the scene of a major explosion that's reduced houses to rubble, killed a young child and left others trapped and seriously injured.
Every window's came through, all the doors came off, half the roof. Same with my mate's house, half of his house totally disappeared. It's the same with the other one on the other end of the lane, totally gone.
At 11:15 this morning, a suspected gas leak sparked the blast at a property in Buckley Street. It tore through the house, reducing it to a large pile of bricks and rubble. Blown out windows and personal possessions are strewn across the road.
It's as if the explosion's gone up and spread out because it's like on the road just at the side. You've got bits of toys, bits of the house, all scattered like two, three streets up from it. The actual house itself has completely collapsed in.
A number of other properties have been badly damaged and the street is covered with bricks, splintered wood and shards of glass. One resident described it as looking like a war zone.
When it happened, my stepdad was outside and I just thought he'd come in and slam the door. Well, then the whole house shook and realised it was something bigger than that. And then literally minutes after it, we heard all the sirens coming down the road towards it and then literally just checking Twitter to find out what had happened.
Sarah Chambers heard the explosion in her house half a mile away.
I spoke to a couple of people that have been nearby and they just said that they just feared for their life, that they didn't know what was going on, they thought it was an earthquake, they thought a bomb had gone off. They just generally didn't know what had happened. And we've seen the pictures of it and it's just absolute devastation. It's horrible.
Now, it's not yet been confirmed, but a gas leak is suspected of causing this devastation. National Grid has confirmed to us that 35 minutes before, a report of a smell of gas had been received. When engineers arrived on the scene, they were greeted with a scene of devastation. Superintendent Neil Evans is from Greater Manchester Police.
Three properties were involved. It does appear to have been a major explosion with severe damage to those three properties. The upper floors at least have collapsed into the lower floors. So you'll understand that there's a lot of mangled wreckage that the fire service and the rescue teams are having to wade through at this moment in time.
Earlier he broke the tragic news that one young child had been killed.
There has been at least one fatality. That is believed to be a young child from one of the addresses, and the next of kin has been informed of that fact.
Right now, teams of firefighters are combing through the rubble, trying to rescue anyone trapped. Search dogs are also being used in the operation. Kev Talbot from Greater Manchester Fire says it's a tricky operation.
It's difficult because we have to be methodical and work in a structured way, and that's why we call in the specialists. We have specialists from Lancashire, specialists from West Yorkshire, and they train specifically for this type of incident, so we support them as a fire service, but they're doing the specialist operations as we speak.
We're told this is an ongoing operation which will take as long as necessary to complete. Clearly it's going to cause major disruption for those whose houses have been cordoned off. Earlier I spoke to Chris, who's one of those affected.
Where were you when the explosion happened?
I was at work, luckily. I got a phone call, people have seen it on the news and that, so I've rushed down trying to find out as much information as I can.
What are your sort of feelings about what's happened? I mean, obviously it's a pretty serious incident, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit surreal at the moment. I'm just trying to take it all in. Obviously, we've all got our own issues, but I just hope the people involved directly are okay.
Yeah, and no news, presumably, on you know, when you're going to be able to get back in?
No, I just talked to the police officer. He says at the earliest tomorrow morning, possibly, but it depends how severe the houses are around there.
So there's a chance you might be, you know, out of your house tonight. Well, what are you going to do if that's the case?
Luckily, I've got friends and family that have all been on the phone and offered to put me up for the night, so I'll be okay like that.
So, one child is confirmed dead, a man has suffered 80% burns, a third person is unaccounted for, and a rescue operation continues to release another person who's trapped. This operation is expected to go on well into this evening and tomorrow morning.